I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day Sports on Monday. Pro football's regular season concluded this weekend. Last-minute plays spelled doom for some and contract extensions for others. Newsday columnist Jeanette Howard doesn't have an incentive-laden contract, but still she found time to talk football with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
Jeanette Howard, yesterday I watched the Vikings, a team with everything to play for, lose on the last play of the game to the Arizona Cardinals, a team with a round of golf in their future, and I asked myself, how does that happen? What's your answer to that?
Well, I think a couple things. Football is a notorious game of emotion, and one team had the playoffs locked up. One had a chance to get a little bit of enjoyment out of the game they had to play anyway, and I think that at this point, some of the teams, and we saw this yesterday, some of the teams that are in the playoffs were really looking ahead, even if they weren't resting players, and they got smacked.
Right. And the Vikings were the team that needed to win to get in, but on that last second, 4th-and-25 throw, they lost.
That was the stunning one for me. I mean, if you remember, they started the season, I think, 6-0, and right, finished, limped home, 3-7. And to come down to one play like that where you know they have to throw it in the end zone and still not be able to get a hand on it, it was just stunning. And it was a great story in Green Bay. The people were listening on their transistor radios, and a roar went up, and that's how the team knew that the Packers knew they were in the playoffs.
So let's talk about some of the other teams in the playoffs. Let's start with the top team in the AFC, the New England Patriots. They have 5 wins against 0 losses against other teams in the playoffs. They look pretty good. What do you think of them?
I think they're the team that scares everybody because they've got a quarterback that's really resourceful and good down at, you know, even in a 2-minute drill. They've got the most pressure tested kicker alive in the playoffs. You know, I know Indy has a guy that hasn't missed 41 straight kicks, but Adam Vinatieri is a great pressure kicker. They've got a defense that is hard to figure out and just crushes quarterbacks. And so I think everyone thinks that they're the team to beat.
And another thing they have, which a lot of the playoff teams have, is a coach who's won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Bill Belichick is the latest genius in the NFL. We've had it's an interesting thing. It's almost a genius tournament. There's 7 of the 12 teams in the playoffs this year have a coach that won a Super Bowl, which certainly kind of attests to the importance in the NFL, at least, of a guy that can manage a roster that big and get the most out of them over a 17-week season that's grueling.
So what does that say about the Philadelphia Eagles, who are the top seed in the NFC, but their coach and their team have not won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, this is the second straight year they've had the best record in the conference, and I'm still not sold on them. To me, they're a team that has good coaching and a great quarterback, but I think that they have some talent deficiencies, and I think they're really going to miss Brian Westbrook, their running back, who tore in a biceps yesterday. He had 13 touchdowns this year and might not play in the playoffs. They don't have the kind of depth to afford to lose a guy like that. And they're lucky because the NFC is not as strong as it's been in other years. But I still don't see them as a team that can beat the best the AFC has.
So beside the two top teams, is there maybe a dark horse that you want to put your finger on to watch out for?
Well, you know, there's a couple. The Rams are always scary because they can score so much. And once they get to the Super Bowl, it would be anybody's game. And like I said, they're in the NFC, which is the easier conference. I think, too, that Kansas City, people have cooled on them, but I think they have the kind of game breakers that can always make them dangerous, even though when they're behind in a game. And playoff games are notoriously close. And they have a couple guys, Dante Hall and Priest Holmes, that can break a play at any time. So I think they're really dangerous, too.
Jeanette Howard is a columnist for Newsday. Thanks a lot, Jeanette.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day is Mike Pesca.